According to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you should know that even if the entire ummah gathers all together to try to harm you, wallahi qasaman, they will never be able to inflict even a drop against you unless Allah has written it against you. So may Allah grant us the sabr regarding that which we have been affected and inflicted with, and may Allah make it easy for us. Similarly, one narration Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. That which got to you was never ever meant to miss you. It was aimed at you, fired direct. And that which missed you, even with a fraction, some say that a bullet darted past my eyes and it was meant and shot at me, it was never ever meant to get to you. Even if the person came point blank, it was never meant to get to you. So that is the taqwa and yaqeen we need to develop in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us, alhamdulillah, we are the children of someone. Do we make dua for our parents? That's a question. No matter how old you are, whether your parents are alive or passed away, do we make dua for our parents? If we don't, let's rectify it. Let's start making dua for our parents on a daily basis, whether they are hayat or mamat, whether they are alive or they've passed away. Similarly, have we ever made dua for our grandparents? Those whom we have not seen also. Bab, dada, those who are gone. Wallahi, it is a point of merit to make dua for our grandparents, especially when we know their names and the fact that they were Muslimin. In the case where they are non-Muslims, there are other rules and regulations which I don't want to get into. But here I'm speaking about those who know their parents, their grandparents, and possibly even their great-grandparents. And you know they are Muslimin in their qubur. Spend a minute a day, 2 minutes a day. Ya Allah, grant maghfirah to all my forefathers who are Muslimin, male and female. And make their qabrs, make their graves, gardens from amongst the gardens of paradise. Why do I raise the topic of being a parent? Because that's the topic today. The role of parents when it comes to the children. It's a very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. Maulana Masihullah Sahab's, one of his senior khalifas, known as Mufti Inayat Landani, he's from London. He is the one who led the Salatul Janaza of Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahab, Jalal Abadi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him noor in his qabr. He recently spoke on a similar topic. And today I'm going to mention a few points that he mentioned. Those are our akabirin. And coupled with that, a hadith inshallah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lessons that we learn from that. Look, each one of us, we have parents, and each one of us, we are probably parents ourselves or we expect to be parents. And if Allah has not granted you children, we make a dua here and now. Ya Allah, those who do not have children and they are married, Ya Allah, grant them offspring. Ameen. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. I know of people who've given birth after 8 years of marriage, they Allah granted them a child. After 12 years, after 14 years. Maybe yours is also 8 years, 10 years. Don't lose hope. And don't employ haram methods to get a child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really and truly grant us the understanding. The Quran says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah grants whomsoever He wishes female children only. Whomsoever He wishes, He grants only male children. Whomsoever He wishes, He gives them both, male and female. And whomsoever He wishes, He gives them neither, male nor female. That is Allah. And Allah creates also in four ways. He has created through neither male nor female, such as Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When we speak to the Christians, this is what we tell them. Four ways of creation. No male, no female involvement, such as Adam alayhi salam. Kun fayakun. Be and it was. Through the male without the interference of a female. Allah has created Hawa alayha as-salatu was-salam. No female was involved. It was Adam alayhi salam. We don't say he gave birth to Hawa, but we say Hawa was created through him, as is mentioned in the ahadith, even in the Quranic verse.